Oh, that we were there, there kneeling in Bethlehem before the cradle, there seeing Jesus, God in the flesh, God among us. In the precious name of Jesus, our Savior, amen. Pastor read for you the lesson from John chapter 1 that we've been reading throughout the Advent season. If you're a visitor with us tonight and do not have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's precious word throughout all the year long. May God bless my speaking and your hearing. For Jesus' sake, amen. In particular, from that reading from John chapter 1, listen again, if you will, to our text for this evening, verse 14. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We have seen his glory. Those five words are the most important words you'll hear this evening. Those five words can change your life. We have seen his glory. There was a man, and it's true, whose name was Bob Edens. Bob was completely blind. For all Bob's 51 years, he was completely in the dark. He wasn't able to see shapes. He couldn't see colors. He couldn't see the difference between light and dark. He was completely blind. Nevertheless, Bob attended Furman University, where he graduated with honors. During that time at the university, he met a college sweetheart who then later became his wife. They had one child. During his life, Bob even coached Little League baseball, completely blind. His life, his sight, was like a black hole, and he wandered through his life without being able to see, only to feel. But then a miracle took place. A miracle took place because Bob had a special surgery. An intricate surgery was done, reattaching his retinas, and a cataract was taken away, and special surgery done, and miraculously, Bob could see. What Bob said, as he finally was able to see, is, "I never knew how yellow could actually be." Bob was completely blind, but now he could see. Where there had been lack of sight, where there had been complete darkness, utter darkness, now there was light and brightness. Bob said that one of his favorite things to see was the shape of the moon. When he could see, he loved watching the moon in its various phases. When he could see, he said that one of his favorite sights was to look high in the sky and to see the vapor trail behind a jet zooming through the skies. He said that his favorite colors were reds and oranges and golds, the best colors, the most beautiful colors of the sunrises and the sunsets. Bob could see, and Bob had been blind. You know, it's true that all of us are blind to some extent or another. How many of us have seen 100 rainbows but never really looked at its brilliance, the glory, and the colors? How many of us have planted a garden but never stopped to see the intricate beauty of the flowers? So many of us are so blind in so many ways. God calls us to sight. God calls us to be able to see and to know His glory, the glory of Christ. As He calls us into His light, into His marvelous light, we see the face of Jesus. So many in our world are so blind and unable to see, but God calls us to His glory. It seems to me that when we sometimes think that we see the glory of Christ, that we might know His glory, we don't really see it at all. You may think, I may think, that we see the glory of Christ when we look at Him walking on the water, or we see Him feeding the 5,000, or we see Him healing the blind and the lame and those who are lepers. It seems like that would be His glory. But that's not the glory that we read about in Scripture. John helps us tonight to see the glory of God. In Him, we see the glory of God. In Jesus, in His face, we see God Himself among us. John's gospel focuses on Jesus and on His glory. From John chapter 1, verse 26, we're reminded that Jesus is the one who glorifies Himself. John the Baptist says, "See, behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And later in that same chapter, it's Philip who knows Jesus, sees Jesus, and then goes to his brother Nathanael and says, "Come and see the one that has been predicted, the one prophesied, the one whom we've been waiting for." John focuses our eyes with binocular strength, with telescope, microscope strength to look at Jesus and in Him to see the glory of God. In Him is the full glory of God, God in His fullness in the person of Christ. Remember in John chapter 12? As Jesus was riding triumphantly into Jerusalem, in John chapter 12, "See, behold, your king is coming, riding on a colt, on the foal of a donkey." Recording for us what was recorded in Zechariah chapter 9. "See Jesus." Mary said it too. On that first Easter morning, when Jesus had died and risen again, Mary came to the tomb, and there she saw her Lord, and she ran excitedly to the rest of the apostles and said, "I have seen the Lord." And perhaps nobody says it better in John than in John chapter 9, the blind man who says, "I was blind, but now I see." We see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. It seems to us that all would be blank, all would be blind, all would be empty. But in Jesus is the glory of God. Jesus walking on the water, Jesus feeding the 5,000, Jesus doing great miracles. His glory? No, not really. You might think it so, but John reminds us again in his gospel, in John chapter 12, "In this is Christ glorified." In John chapter 13, as Jesus is with his disciples there on the night before he was to die, then when he was to be betrayed, as Judas left, Jesus said, "Father, glorify yourself." And in John chapter 17, Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, there with tears, weeping, knowing what was to take place, in great agony, said to his Father, "The time has come, Father, to glorify your Son." So how do we really see the glory of God? We see the glory of God in Christ when we see Him whipped for you and for me. We see the glory of God when the crown of thorns is pressed upon His head, when mean and vicious fists beat Him, then we see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. We might think that if we try harder to see, that if we only are more devout or more religious, only then we might be able to truly see. But we see best on a night like tonight when we see the cradle. And when we look to the cradle and the cradle points us to the cross, there we see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. You see, for us, so often everything seems so dark. We would see glory. We would see Jesus. We would see God. But we see mostly our own sin, our own shortcomings, our own failure. Tonight we're reminded that the shepherds saw the angels. And what a glorious sight that was. But they weren't content with seeing just the angels. The angels' song filled that Judean night, which had prior been quiet and now filled with the glory of God in His majesty. But the shepherds wanted to see more, so they left to see Jesus. The wise men followed the star. And what a miracle of nature that was, a miracle that God had led them from this foreign land to Bethlehem. It was a miraculous thing. They could have been content by seeing the star, but they weren't. They followed it to peer into the face of Jesus, the face of God in Christ Jesus. Simeon saw the temple and all its glory. He lived there praising and worshiping God until Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus, and he held Jesus tightly to himself. He could have been content with the glory of the temple, but he wasn't, and he wanted to see God, and he did in Jesus. He had waited so long, and now he said, "Now, God, I can depart because I've seen your glory." The glory is in the face of Jesus, the little one that God had sent to the world, God Himself in human form. We could be content with the trees and the tinsel and the toys and the turkey, but we're not. We want to see Jesus. Like the shepherds, we follow and see Him. Like the wise men, we want to be wise ourselves and worship Him. Like Simeon, we dare to hold Him in our hearts through His word and in the sacraments. He comes to us to touch us, to love us, and to care for us. And that's how we see and know His glory. Glory of the one and only Son, the glory of Jesus, our Savior. Sometimes all we can see is our problems, but we look now to the face of Jesus. Sometimes we see our shame and our shamefulness, and we want to see the Savior. We look to the Redeemer who restores and renews, who gives us hope, and we see the glory of God. May God bless your lives this night so that you will truly see. See the face of Jesus and know the glory of God. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world, your Savior and mine. Amen.